Good morning, everyone, and welcome to another Saturday of Coffee Tea with Me, with our special guest, back by popular demand, Robert Scott Bell. Good morning, Robert.
Hey, guys, I haven't had my coffee or tea. I'm out here digging up bushes to make way for some strawberry beds for the spring already. We're having a beautiful day back in Florida when it was the 80s.
I see. Well, we're looking at the snow clouds over the mountains, winds are picking up, and the reindeer are running for their lives.
Nice.
So, in the post, more communication is better, which obviously you haven't seen. Okay. I had us out in space looking.
Oh, I saw that.
Oh, you did see that one. Oh, okay, good. Very good. All right, well, we welcome you back, and, you know, we're glad that you made it. And like I said, I listed things I thought you would discuss today. So let me run it by you. I said you would probably discuss a little bit about the pandemic, but you and I think it's a bioweapon. And then there's 5G electromagnetic radiation.
Yep.
And I said you would talk, because so many people are more interested, really, now than ever, about eradication of mold toxicity from the lungs.
Yeah.
And I went on to say that you would answer a multitude of questions. So, without further ado, let me welcome you back one more time, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, Mel. Thank you, buddy. Thanks to everybody here in the group. We love and appreciate you. As I'm still digging here, but I'm happy to answer any questions. Is, you know, as far as been out on the circuit, so to speak, when I go out and lecture in medical groups, and had a couple of good weeks in New Orleans and then Nashville. And last week I got to interview again my friend Judy Mikovich, who's been discussing a lot about what's going on in the pandemic or scamdemic or whatever, and continue to strategize with people about how to get people out of the mess, especially if they've already been experimentally jabbed, you know, with the mRNA. And that continues to be a source of concern moving forward for those, you know, that are here that didn't know and are rightfully concerned about, you know, how that might affect your future health too, in addition to what you've already been suffering with. So, you know, I come back to homeopathy, and I would just say this: if somebody got the jab or is around people that are getting the jab and are impacted by shedding and spreading, that you could send a email titled "Jab Reverse" to my producer, Superdon, and I'll forward it on to my homeopath naturopath friend to get you guys. If you need a remedy, you can order it that way. But as far as, you know, the basics that we've talked about. Silver and copper now, we do have some great tools to mitigate a lot of that. And of course, moving forward to get energy production back online, it's magnesium with the copper at the mitochondrial level that's often missing because of a lot of zinc and vitamin C consumption over the last 2 years, depleting copper for those that are not eating liver like their ancestors, right? We're not getting enough copper in our diet.
No, not at all. You know, I want to say something here, and I'm sorry to interrupt so early on.
It's okay. It's okay.
You know, I bantered and begged and fought with Sovereign Silver for years.
Yeah.
Before we ever got a deal in place where they could buy it through this website cheaper than anywhere else in the world.
Yeah, you worked it with Big T.
And now, okay, that I've run my mouth for 4 years and finally got a deal, and I'm looking at the sales, and I'm wondering, how come these folks don't understand the significance that the Sovereign Silver is going to play in their restoration? And I say that because based on the numbers, after badgering them for years to get you this discount, I see very little action, and it really, it makes me concerned that if people are not understanding the sum, S-U-M, not sum, S-O-M-E, well, then they're not going to get well, and they're going to wonder why. So what do you have to say? I mean, you know how I fought with them forever.
Yeah, do I? Oh boy. Yes, indeed. And you know, I've been I've raised both my kids, my son 22, my daughter 16 and a half, and both with the silver, and therefore they've never had to have an antibiotic once in their life. They've not been vaccinated, so they're not chronically ill like my wife and I were when we were kids and growing up and had to undo so much of that damage. So in terms of the silver's utilization, not only is it a broad spectrum antimicrobial if you're threatened by anything, but it is a genuine immune modulator. That means it, on an ongoing basis, it enhances the kung fu of your own immune response, so it's more ready to address, you know, threats or things that are already present in your body and have been situated chronically for years to get deeper and deeper in that regard. So for me, taking a teaspoon a day, or in the cold and flu season, a teaspoon three times a day is essential to keep yourself stronger. It's sort of like a real prophylactic use, a real preventive maintenance, what they try to sell you on flu shots, which we know that's crap. But in terms of critical recovery, with all the pathogen burdens that many people here suffer with, going on a teaspoon five times a day is a long-term recovery protocol, and then you can taper down as you go to a more maintenance protocol as you see improvement there. But it's an essential element of the recovery. There's no question, Mel, you're right about that. And, of course, in an acute situation where you can even take more to get out of a crisis, a couple of days to a couple of weeks, and you're done and you don't have to resort to heavier things, including the use of a nebulizer, right, inhaling it into the lungs where a lot of problems and maladies, whether it be mold or fungal species, and that gives us the added benefit of the sovereign copper now, because that's even more potent antifungal and, of course, an antiparasitic. So we have now a new tool that we didn't have for many years. I've been so excited that this finally came out. We did talk about it a little before, but if there are more questions about all of the various methods that both silver and copper work in the body directly and indirectly, we should review that if people have questions.
Okay, well, at the risk, okay, and we're going to go to that area next, at the risk of us both going to prison, do you agree with me that this pandemic is the third in a series of bioweapons?
Oh, yeah, it's become more and more clear. You know, and the more I just covered a story on Friday's broadcast from Rob Burkirk in the Alliance for Natural Health International, good friend of mine. He's a PhD researcher, and they are finding very strange DNA sequences that are not possible in terms of a naturally occurring viral protein, that this was definitely a bioengineered gain of function and then released upon the world. So we have to strategically address that reality. It isn't that nature is mad at us. I think arrogant men, stupid men, Fauci's of the world, that don't care for humanity, don't care for life and defend it, are looking to decimate us and reduce population. There's no question that this is an artificial reality that they've flung on us, and now we have to deal with it.
Yeah, well, you know, there are so many people who I argued with forever and ever about the fact that you got mold.
Yeah. Yeah.
And ultimately, 9 out of 10 times, they had mold. So my thought is, and there are so many new people here today, and there have been new people now. We picked up a whole bunch of people between Christmas and now. And, you know, I need them to hear these things because they've never even heard about what you're going to talk about today. And everybody who's here from the past, they want to hear it again because they want to make sure they're doing it right. So how about a little, oh, I had mold. It's all gone. My lungs are still full. What do I do, Robert?
Yeah, a 5 ml dose of the sovereign silver, or if you have access to, you know, the copper too, of course, both of them have potent anti-mold, antifungal properties, and you can safely deliver them into the lungs by taking a teaspoon of the product. And you don't mix it with anything. It's in its own pharmaceutical-grade purified water already, and that 5 ml dose will last 5, 10, 15, 20 minutes, depending on the nebulizer. So per session, a 5 ml dose is all you need, 1, 2, or 3 times a day. Just, you know, I talked about occasionally the COPD issues and asthma and bronchitis and things like that. These are also things that can be helped tremendously. And in my book, Unlock the Power to Heal, on chapter, I forget what number of the chapter, it's page 101. There's a chapter called Good Loving for Your Lungs, and it talks about the way to nebulize like I'm just describing. It is that simple, and you can't harm yourself that way. Obviously, if you're coughing things up, that's not a bad thing, but sometimes you need to loosen it up, and the silver and or copper can help to do that locally. And so where it's hiding deep in the lungs, it can't hide from a nebulizer session.
All right, well, you know, there was another thing that you talked about as far as ingesting it with something else.
Mm-hmm.
What was that again?
Well, that's the famous silver aloe gut recovery protocol, and I've been lecturing around the world at medical conferences. I work with physicians to help develop a way to deliver the silver in a bioactive form, because often if you try to drink it down on its own, it doesn't reach much past the stomach. And for those that have fungal overgrowth, yeast, or other opportunistic intestinal infections and inflammation of the lining of the gut, right? The villi that are damaged from antibiotics and other drugs, the repair needs to happen. And so we have to reduce inflammation. Modern medicine uses a very dangerous, powerful steroid hormone type drug called prednisone. And in that chapter, by the way, on the gut recovery protocol is available for free download on my website at robertscoutbell.com, because it's such an important chapter. And I talk about how to deliver silver into the gut with aloe vera juice. Aloe carries it through the stomach, past the stomach, to the small intestine, large intestine, and colon. And so not only do you have the antimicrobial benefits, but more importantly, long term, you have the regenerative capacity. In other words, it downregulates tissue inflammation and upregulates regeneration of the epithelial lining, so that you can have a home, a proper home for the microbiome. So those of you that are taking pre and probiotics and having maybe a little success or maybe not so much, it's not the fault of the probiotics so much as it is the home that you give them. So the silver aloe protocol is an ounce of the silver with an ounce of aloe vera juice 3 times a day on an empty stomach, and you do your pre and probiotics every night. Could be as little as 2 weeks for minor yeast overgrowth, could be 4, 6, or 8 weeks if we're dealing with more intense gastrointestinal inflammation, colitis, Crohn's, irritable bowel, diverticulitis, etc. But it's the safest, most rapid route of recovery to gut integrity, not just eradicating microbes, but healing the tissue itself, like silver does topically in burn care and wound care hospitals around the world.
Okay, well, you know, Robert, I think that every more gallons or actually toxic disease sufferers would be well advised to run the gamut on this particular scenario one time to see if that helps improve their recovery, makes it a little quicker.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, because everything's going through the gut. You know, the liver is a big part of this, and I know you guys know that too. But reducing the burden, you know, by helping heal the gut, that's going to be such a tremendous reduction of stress on the body moving forward. And then all the good stuff you're doing will work better because the gut is now functional. You know, the microbiome is restored, and all of the jobs that it has to do, again, become easy again and normal and natural, where right now it's a struggle for so many. I know that was my journey.
Well, I mean, you know, I had this come about because we really haven't pushed this before, and I do think that it will help expedite someone's restoration by doing this. Now, the good news for all of you are not having micro tape record us and can take shorthand like Chrissy over there in Scotland. Okay, well, maybe it's Holly, the dog, that takes shorthand. But anyway, this is all recorded, so don't fret. Come back and listen to this over and over again, probably starting Sunday night or Monday morning. All right, Robert, what else did I say? Oh, 5G. I'm already ready.
Yes. Well, you want me to talk 5G a little bit then?
Well, I think, unless you have something else to say on the first two subjects.
No, if there are questions that come through, we can go further on that. But let me just say what the fifth generation wireless technology is doing. In the presence of the 5G signaling, the cellular regenerative processes that are normal and necessary to keep us alive, much less young and healthy and vital throughout our lifespan, are severely reduced. In other words, in the presence of the 5G field, your normal regenerative processes, Remember, being alive is regenerating more than you degenerate, is severely curtailed and hampered. So, you know, we've talked about strategies in terms of technologies to help neutralize it, but the reality is the fifth generation and beyond, depending on the wavelengths that they're using, it really hampers all of the healing processes in a healthy body, much less someone who's suffered, whether it be Morgellons or other toxicological burdens. So reducing the exposure wherever possible is critical. If you can't reduce it where you are, then strategies like we've talked about with the QI technology that I utilize that's helped my family so much is very important. And recognizing that everything else you're doing is about helping the body by providing the minerals that it lacks, for instance, to repair and regenerate. But in the 5G field, we are severely curtailed and hampered. That technology that I use has been double-blind placebo-controlled tested in major research facilities out in Europe and Germany in particular, and they found that in the presence of the 5G, this technology neutralized it to such a degree that the regenerative capacity of the cells was restored almost to 100%, not 100, but like 95, 96, 97%, which is so significant because we might not be able to stop 5G, but we got to find a way to survive it and be okay within it. And so that's another aspect of the chronic inflammatory condition that you're doing everything right. And you're wondering why you're not getting all the way back. Some of it's the gut stuff we talked about. And some of it, in fact, is the invisible waves that are bombarding us all of the time. And if you don't have this technology, at the very least, turn off your routers when you sleep. And I hope that you don't live in an apartment with thousands of people in New York City where there are, you know, literally 1,000 different Wi-Fis that are running simultaneously all around and through you. I don't know how people are surviving that.
Well, they got to move to Nevada and live in a cave like I do. No.
Yeah, exactly.
So. Robert, you know, we got people dropping in late here, so I just want to review. We have gone over the pandemic as the latest in bioweapons. And we've gone over mold toxicity and ways to eradicate it and how to work on the gut using the silver as well. And now we just talked a little about 5G. Is there anything else you want to say to I turn these guys loose? And let me tell you, every week it gets bigger. We've got more people today than last week, and last week was the record for the year. Congratulations, Robert.
Well, all right, now I've got I don't even know what tools I'm using here as I'm on the line, but thank you and for bearing with me while I do this simultaneously.
I'm a gardener myself. At 5 this morning, I was transplanting little baby tomatoes.
Oh, nice, nice. I'm excited about the spring, as you can probably tell. But look, part of my goal and role is also to remind folks about our history of gardening for thousands of years now. And we've got to get back to that. We can't rely on people magically delivering food in diesel trucks to us from all over the world. Supply chain disruptions are more real than ever. The threat to the Federal Reserve note dollar as the reserve currency of the planet, if that comes to an end, then the things, particularly those, I know we got people all over the world, but things, particularly here in America, get really ugly because all the inflation we exported through globalism now comes back home. And we're already seeing that, witnessing that with gas prices and other prices going up. And the only way you can legally print your own money technically is by gardening and growing your own food. So those of you who haven't, it's an amazing healing experience to get your hands and into the soil again. And kudos to everybody that already knows that and is doing that. But I would encourage all of you that haven't yet, even if it's a windowsill garden with herbs and things, something has got to be changed. We cannot just go to the grocery store every time we think we're hungry or we are hungry. That's not going to be a viable option going forward forever. So that's another one of the messages I'm out here trying to relate to everybody.
Well, you know, one of the things I love about when you come on the show,
mm-hmm.
I always feel smart when you leave. And the reason is I've never had a cell phone and I never will. And I've been growing my own food since, like, 2004. Indoors, under grow lights. And I got the best taste in cherry tomatoes, beautiful heads of lettuce. I even put the pictures of some of the stuff on the website from time to time. I grow a great mint called Lemon Balm, green and purple basil. What else we got going? Oh, that's about it right now. But you see, I can't go outside because from September to Memorial Day in May, it could snow. But, we lost him. All right, he must have dropped it in the soil. I'm sure he'll be back to answer all your questions. I'm going to unmute you, and if you make noise, come on, mute yourselves.
Okay. Somebody's loud.
Okay, we got you back, right?
I'm back. Mel, I'm back.
I know you are.
Okay, I apologize. I don't know how that disconnected, but here I am again. What did I miss?
I know what happened, okay?
Okay.
A snake came up beside your leg. You dropped the phone in the dirt.
I don't think that happened. Something happened weird. But anyway, I'm here. I'm back, and I know we're getting close to Q&A, but anything else you want to cover before that?
I don't think so. I think that these are the three biggest topics. You know, I mean, you know, so many people don't care for us because we tell it like it is.
Right.
All right, let's open it up. We got, before I open it up, let me say that there's a lady here today who is one of my all-time favorites, who I used to sing to her in the very beginning every time she called because she was always a little frightened in the beginning. And recently she called me, and she's been well a long time, and she said, oh, my sister has this and blah, 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 and would you help her? And I said, of course. So I called her sister, and I gave her our thoughts on shingles and how we've had tremendous success using the Monolaurin. And I mentioned that Robert Scott Bell was going to be a guest. Well, she's a holistic practitioner in New England, Robert, and she says she has learned so much from you. So I said, come to the call on Saturday, and I'll tell Robert, he'll introduce you, and I'll bet he'll give you a call and you can talk. Because when someone in the field looks up to someone as a teacher, it's wonderful if you can put them together. So can tell Mickey's sister that you'll give her a call?
Yeah, just give me the number and I'll arrange a call probably this week coming up.
All right, Mickey, did you hear that?
Yes, I did. Thank you so much, both of you.
You got it.
So, let us make your day.
You did. Thank you.
All righty. Mickey, you're the first one who came to the call. You actually got here before me. So you have the first opportunity to ask a question of Robert Scott Bell.
Great. Well, you actually answered all my questions. Most of them were about the nebulizer. Just wondering if one would take the same amount of the aloe and the silver for a UTI.
Well, yeah, your urinary tract, of course, it's interesting because the way silver is metabolized in the body, if you absorb it mucosally, like in the mouth, sublingual or otherwise, you have an immediate systemic benefit into the lymphatic system and the bloodstream. What happens is that the silver is carried eventually to the liver, and the liver in phase two, which is a selenium-dependent pathway, will bind it and then excrete it primarily by the colon. So there's very little direct interaction with the urinary tract when you ingest silver. Now, still, people report all the time that it got their UTI, you know, it eliminated it. And I explained to them that that was the indirect, as we talked about, immune modulation benefit. So it doesn't have to always get there. But I always say this, if you have an intractable UTI, one that is just vicious, that the best way to knock it out almost instantaneously is to catheterize directly into the bladder. And that's more of a practitioner level, nurse or doctor level intervention. But when antibiotics fail, and they often do, you can eliminate the need for them by bringing it directly into the bladder. I'm not saying it needs to happen every time. Those are only the most extreme circumstances. But in addition to the silver orally, and I would probably do it hourly, I would also look to drop or spray the silver over the opening of the urethra, especially after urination, so that there's no bacteria finding its way back up there. But you can also do it more directly via catheter in a worst-case scenario. There's also the use of homeopathic remedies like berberis and taraxacum, which is dandelion. There are a number of other things like D-mannose and cranberry. Those are, industry standard standbys. But there are homeopathic remedies that can help as well for UTIs when needed. But the silver is critical, and I wouldn't ignore it. But if it doesn't seem to be enough, that means there's something that it just can't get to, and it's a little bit beyond it. So either local application or catheterization in addition to the other homeopathic and herbal adjuncts.
Great. Thank you so much. Very helpful.
All right. Paul and Diane. I remember their names.
Oh, hi. Thank you for joining us today, Robert. We so appreciate it. And I'm wondering, I am trying to take the silver with the aloe juice.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But I'm finding it, with taking all the protocol and trying to get my three meals in today, I find it difficult to find a place in the day where I'm on an empty stomach.
Right. The timing is difficult if you have a lot going on. I agree. I mean, I say first thing in the morning is usually the easiest one. After that, it becomes a little complicated. If you're doing three meals a day, obviously you try to target an hour before lunch, an hour before dinner, if possible. But, I acknowledge that. The good news is, though, it's not a long-term scenario. There is a definitive endpoint, depending on your severity of starting point. As I said, it could be 2, 4, 6, at the worst case, 8 weeks, which can, be a challenge. I understand. But in terms of the recovery and what it pays you back with, the difficulty is worth getting through. And even if you have to go 20 minutes before a meal instead of an hour, then you're going to be fine.
Oh, okay. Well, that was my question is, what is that time frame before a meal?
Mm-hmm. So the amount of time allowed.
Yeah. Okay. So the thing about the empty stomach is the aloe is so rapid in carrying the silver past the stomach into the intestines that technically you could probably even do 10 minutes before a meal because it's not sitting in your stomach waiting for food to hit it. It's like it's going right back to the intestinal tract and beyond, and that takes a little bit of time in the eating process unless you're drinking, fruit smoothies that go right through. If you're eating a real meal, it's not going to impair that. So I wouldn't be as so concerned in those times where, I don't have enough time. It's going to be okay. Just get it while it's empty. It'll help deliver it, and you'll get the benefit.
Okay. And second is, can I also do the sublingual at the same time, or should I not do both?
If you feel like you need it for direct immune response systemically, yeah, you can do it too. It's not everybody's dealing with, let's say, an acute crisis that's more warranted in those cases, but if you are, my goodness, I would still want to do it. So you have the safety to do so should you need it.
Okay, great. Because I've been doing both, and I wondered if I was going to be a little overboard on the silver, doing the silver than doing with the aloe.
Yeah, no, you have a wide safety margin there. I wouldn't be concerned if you need to do it both.
All right. Thank you. What's his name and what's her name?
Hey, Mel, can I ask a question real quick?
Sure you can.
What's his name? Hi, Robert. It's Paul.
Hey, Paul.
Is it okay to take the copper and the silver at the same time, or should they be spread out?
Yeah, there's no contraindication or interaction in a negative sense. I only like to separate these things out for learning purposes. For those of us that are real sensitive, we can say, I took the silver and then I took the copper and I separated out to kind of get a sense of how my body interacts with it. Not everybody cares to be knowing that, and not everybody is as sensitive, and they can take it and get benefit even if it's at the same time. But I always encourage, and I'm kind of a hardcore in that, to try people learn about the interaction with what they do, even if they're not sensitive to it yet, that they learn about their bodies enough. And that's the main reason why I would separate it out by even just a few minutes, if there's anything that you can kind of go, oh, I noticed this, I noticed that. So, but from safety protocol and efficacy protocol, you can take them at the same time.
Okay. Now, yeah, I guess I was thinking, you know, several minutes or like a half hour. I wasn't going to pour them into the same cup or anything, but okay.
Right,
that
right.
Answers
yeah.
It. Yeah.
No problem.
Cool. Okay. Great.
All right. Now we will move forward to the honeymooners, Carrie and Joe. Good morning again.
Good morning. Hi, Robert. Thank you for being on the call today. I had a question regarding, I think you were saying it's called the QI technology for that helps with the 5G. Where is the best place for us to look into maybe purchasing one of those?
On my website, there are banners on the right-hand side at robertscottbell.com. If you scroll down on the right-hand side, you'll see that key technology EMS banner. That would be the way to get it, and they give you all the good discounts that they offer for me and my listeners. And they have a unit that I travel with, which is called the Key Shield, and then I have one for the whole house, which is like 2,500 to 3,000 square feet coverage. That's a key home cell, and then there's one for like that can cover an entire 50,000-foot office building. If you have that, you can help your neighbors if you're so inclined. That's the Key Max. QI Max, the WaveGuard.
Okay. And you said that the one that you travel with, how much does that cover?
That's about 8 foot circumference around you. So like if you're working in an office and you move it to another office, or you take it from home to the office where you spend a lot of time in a, you know, surrounded by computers and things like I do with my broadcast, I have it, you know, with me. I even go up like on stage and lecturing. I have that. It's like a cylinder kind of a thing that
okay, well, thank you so much.
All right, we're going to keep on keeping on. Thank you, and boy, I haven't heard your voice 2 days in a row for a long time, young lady. All right, good news. Karen the librarian, she'll be having better not talk, she'll get mad at me. Come in, Karen.
Good morning. Good morning. Robert, thank you. Another person saying thank you for being there. I appreciate it. I noticed that, look back in my notes, you were here on January 8th and talked some about mold. I had mold in my house at least 3 months, probably much longer, and had it remediated. And there were three kinds. I have two questions, and first one is, there were three kinds of mold, Aspergillus and Penicillium and Trichoderma. And and I've been using the nebulizer with Sovereign Silver, and I noticed when I got the nebulizer, it said to use distilled water. Is it adequate to buy it, like, from a store, and it's in a plastic gallon container? Can that plastic be harmful, or is there some other method I can do?
I tend to like it. If you want to, now, if you're talking about nebulizing the silver or the copper, you don't need distilled water because it's already in its own pharmaceutical-grade purified water. Even distilled water is not as clean as the water in Sovereign Silver and Sovereign Copper. But if you're using the nebulizer for addition to other things, yes, the distillation process would be probably the closest thing you can come to. But either having a home distillation unit or finding distilled water that's stored in glass, not plastic, would be preferable, because you're right. If anybody's ever bought distilled water in plastic and tasted it, it tastes like the plastic that it comes in, because it does leach. So ideally, you make your own distillation process or find it in glass if you're needing it for any reason.
Okay, I'm just using the silver in the nebulizer for the to treat my lungs. So
yeah,
I believe
for that,
you said
that
was okay.
You don't need any distillation for that, because the water is already purer than any distillation process that's in it.
And then when I wash it, it's okay to use reverse osmosis to clean it?
Oh, yes. No problem.
Okay, great. Do you think any three of those types of mold would be particularly serious. I was off work. Well, I ended up having to retire because of being off, missing so much work. But I am slowly getting better.
Oh, good. Well, there is no form of a mold that is really good for us, but our vulnerability determines its severity. And thankfully, the silver and or the copper are both able to neutralize all of those species of mold without problem.
Okay. Just one more if I can ask. I felt like my symptoms would have been sort of either faster heartbeat or higher blood pressure, and then I felt like I was breaking out into a sweat more easily and having night sweats, although they have dissipated to some extent. Do those sound typical of some mold symptoms?
Well, it can be, and also when you're remediating it or any other pathogen burden, as the debris field is created because your immune system is enhanced as well as the direct elimination of these stressors, the circulatory system is impacted, and that can, you know, address heartbeat and pulse and blood pressure, but it isn't, a direct impact. It's an indirect effect. In other words, your body is now having to clear a debris field. You've neutralized the bad guys, but you still have to clear it, and that's why the focus on detoxification with all the things this Mel and this group talked about with all the guests that come on here, recognizing we do need to support the elimination pathways of the body so that we're less impacted by the debris field that we create when we intervene in this way, which we must, but for some it's too much, so you have to go slowly or just open up the pathways of eliminations wider. You know, this is where I've talked about more radical interventions, if you could call it that, with the coffee enemas, right? It really causes a massive dumping of the toxins out of the liver through the bile into the colon immediately. So that's an advantage if you have a sluggish elimination system from time to time.
Okay. Well, since I am slowly getting better, way better than even in January, so, okay.
Fantastic.
Great. Thank you so very much.
You're welcome.
She didn't want to do it. She didn't want to do it. Right. Gail, good morning, Gail.
Good morning, Mel.
This is good for you, girl, huh?
Yeah. Yes.
You have a question for Robert?
Yes, I do. Robert, can I get your book from Amazon?
Yes, it's on Amazon and Barnes & Noble Online, bm.com, either one. Unlock the Power to Heal.
You can also go and visit him on his shows. Tell them about how to reach you on the show if they're interested. Because if they come and say, I met you on Mel's, you'll talk to them, won't you?
Oh, yeah. No, and I announced like on my show that I'd be here for those that are listening or don't know about the Morgellons group, because there are a lot of people that don't still, even though a lot are coming to it. But if you come to robertscottbell.com, I'm on the air live 3 to 5 Eastern Time U.S. Monday through Friday, and my Sunday show I pre-record, which is 1 to 3 in the afternoon Sundays. And there's a nice chat room that's right there on the website at the listen link, where there's a nice, like this community here, it's very similar, and the people really care about one another. They like to help one another. They're excited that we're all together and we're able to talk about things that most places you can't talk about. So if you can't get enough of Mel and this group, you can hang out with me on the other 5 days of the week. Or six, technically, because this is usually my day off, and I only do this because Mel asks.
Ah, how about that, sports fans? All right. Gail, anything else real quick?
What's the name of your website again? It's robertscottbell.com.
Correct. Yeah, it's just my name, robertscottbell.com.
Okay.
And up at the top of the page, there are tabs to get you to, like, the listen page and upcoming events page if you're going to be, because I'm traveling around to events all the time, so maybe I'm in a city near you guys.
Okay, and so, and it has directions on how to get to your radio show also?
Yeah, you can listen live or listen to the archives later. Dozens of podcast sites have it as audio. When I go live, I'm on video as well, but a lot of people just listen to the audio later, you know, whether it's through iTunes or other podcast sites. I'm only banned on Spotify and YouTube so far.
Okay.
I remember the boy from Pittsburgh that was so excited you were going to Pittsburgh. Do you remember that?
Yeah, and I'm going back to Pittsburgh like August 6th, so I'll be back there for another event. Also, I'll be going to, Indiana in August, early August as well. So there are a number of options if we have, you know, part of the Morgellons group here. You know, you never know where people are at, and I might end up in a city near you. It'd be great to meet.
Well, come to Tahoe.
Yeah, I just need another event out there and time it right. And, you know, that time I came last time, I don't know what happened. You were sleeping one time. The next time was my fault. I just had such a turnaround that was so quick. But eventually we'll connect.
Yeah, I know, but you turned me on to such a great restaurant.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, and I did eat there on the way out of town. I couldn't.
All you had to do was call me and say, Mel, jump in the car. Let's go.
No, it was too late for you. I know you were sleeping already.
Taking my nap, was I?
Yeah.
All righty. He always has a reason not to meet me for lunch. I think he thinks I'm going to stick him with the bill, guys.
I know. Well, total intimidation. That's all it is.
All right. Let's keep on moving. It's such a large. Ward. Good morning, Ward. Ward, do you have a question for Robert? I guess not. All right. Donald, there's no way he doesn't have a question, Robert. You know who this is, don't you?
Yeah, I remember Donald.
Yeah, Mr. Bell, thank you for being here. My question is, how does EMF affect the fibers of Morgellons?
Oh, well, all I know in terms of my focal point there is the regenerative capacity of healthy mammalian cells, right? Tissue that we need to regenerate. It's always an inflammation or challenge. That's the thing that's most hampered or harmed. And in terms of the aberrant growth associated with Morgellons, these frequencies tend to move or facilitate their presence and their growth, so to speak. And, you know, it's kind of like the discordant energies of heavy metals. You know, we know that they have an impact on cells, but they alter the way our, let's say, the frequency of our own body and our own cells operate, much less seem to facilitate aberrant growth, whether it be cancerous growth or Morgellons. So I haven't seen a definitive study, so I'm not going to say I know for sure, but my experience with these discordant energies and frequencies is that it facilitates aberrant, abnormal growth, even converting our healthy cells to abnormal cells, and whatever the Morgellons thing is, probably facilitating a more better environment for its growth. So it's a combination of not only does it limit our ability to be strong and healthy and vital and regenerating all of the time, but it seems to facilitate the aberrant growth that we are trying to all overcome.
Well, let me just say that I've seen a few things in 13 years.
Yeah.
And I think that the two things that I can say, which are very unscientific, is the dancing hair. And then those who really get affected when they get near an electrical appliance, phone, typewriter, computer, mostly, and it's 5G's everywhere around them. And they don't understand all these little shocks. Those are the two things that I've seen more and more with the advent of the 5G.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Let me go a little deeper.
Do that, you'll lose me for sure.
Okay. How much is the pulsing of the 5G causing a problem? It seems like, as you know, the 5G pulses. And that seems like, what does that actually do? Why does that cause so much damage compared to, like, the 3G or 4G?
Well, again, I just got to remind you that 5G is not one thing. It's called fifth generation, and there are a variety of signals and frequencies within the fifth generation. The most damaging seems to be the millimeter wave technology, like on the lamp posts that are set 100 feet apart, because it doesn't travel far. But if you've seen pictures of I've seen one that's famous now, of a tree that was next to one of these things, and on the side where the 5G lamp light was. It was just absolutely destroyed and killed the tree on the side. The other side, it seemed to be completely healthy because, you know, that millimeter wave technology doesn't travel far. So it's a very present, you know, you've got to be under it and in it. But the pulsing concept, of course, is that we tend to adapt to things that are consistent, kind of like white noise. Initially, you hear it, and then you don't hear it anymore. And people come into your environment, they're like, what is that noise? And you don't even know it because it's always there. So you adapt to it. Whereas pulsing, on, off, is much more difficult for the body and the cells to adapt to. That's why it becomes more harmful. So that's just a short, brief explanation of a good and a complex question.
Okay, that was good. Can you talk a little about what the EMF does to the blood?
Here I come back to what I have validated. All cells have a life cycle, right? So blood cells have a life cycle. They live, they die, they're expulsed, and then you're supposed to produce more in the bone marrow, for instance. But when you're limited in regenerative functions, in other words, the ability to regenerate cells, now you're in trouble because you start seeing more of a die-off and less of a regrowth, right? New healthy cells and replenishment or replacement. So that's true of the blood cells as it is for any tissue that needs to be regenerated in the body, which is a normal part of, again, cellular life cycles.
Okay. Thank you very much for that.
All right, Donald, we'll try to come back to you. I know you're not done, but we got to keep on keeping on you. All right.
Pick out these onions.
Hi, Robert. Glad to have you here today. I have a telephone pole on the line between myself and the neighbor. Is that what has 5G on it?
Not typically, no. I mean, they're going to go into cities with 5G first. If you're in a neighborhood between...
Not technically in the city.
Yeah, no, they're unlikely to hit you with these so-called 5G little generators or lamppost scenarios in a home neighborhood setting. So far, those are not the first targets. The cities are where the concentration of population is so large. That's where they're focusing their efforts there.
Okay. And another thing, this is kind of a strange question, I think. 2 days ago, I was sleeping, and outside of my house, it was nothing in the house that we could find that did this. There was a big noise, a boom, and it felt like it was right in our house, but it wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
There was no reason for it that we could figure out. Have you heard, I've heard of people hearing stuff like that. Have you heard of anything about it and what causes it?
Well, I mean, transformers can blow. That's the most logical, common thing that could occur.
Because we wouldn't have had any electricity or anything, so that's not what happened.
Yeah, then I really don't know what that might have been. Unless
with an alien ship being unearthed, my friend.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, it's just kind of puzzling because it was pretty loud. It woke my son and myself right up. So, anyway, okay. Thank you. Thank you.
You got it. Mm-hmm.
We haven't gone to aliens yet, hey, brother? All right, come on in, Carol, and welcome.
Hi. Thank you for being here, Robert. I am fairly new and have not heard you speak before, so I was excited about today's session. I have a lot of questions and wonder if getting the book, first of all, going to your website, that covers a lot of the things that you're talking about today, I assume.
Yeah, the book is pretty comprehensive. It's a broad overview with details, you know, as far as things that can help accelerate your recovery, very complimentary to all the things that you learn here. And, you know, if you have questions about it, you can always submit those questions on my website or, you know, the next time I visit here, if you have questions that come up from it, by all means, you can, you know, wait till I'm back. But you can certainly send me those questions on my website, too. But it's very practical, pragmatic. There's even things about first aid, you know, things we used to be able to do when we were all on homesteads. We didn't have doc in the boxes and hospitals everywhere. you know, so it's very pragmatic and practical in terms of what we tried to do with that book.
Okay, because I want to do a lot of the things that you're talking about. I want to get the nebulizer started. I have two grandsons that tend to be antibiotic rotators, so it's scary to me how many times their pediatrician has put them on. One of them is on inhaler, and so I know this is something that I want to address with their parents. My kids, and then also the aloe and silver, is that something for kids, or is the sovereign silver mainly something that could be addressed with nebulizer for the kids? I know my son already does inhalers and nebulizer.
Well, the kids are, you know, very, very much in need of the gut recovery protocol, that silver aloe thing we talked about. Depending on their age and size, they might not need the same quantity, but they've been so decimated by antibiotics like I was as a kid that we have to address that and recover them, or else they'll always have a lifelong chronicity and respiratory issues and liver and kidney issues and on it goes. I tend to encourage people to fire their pediatricians that rely on antibiotics, because that's a failure of being able to understand how to help and help them stay well, much less. But
and
yeah, the silver has provided us. Go ahead.
And regarding vaccines, I mean, I'm convinced, but how do you convince someone who thinks that, well, my child can't attend public school if we don't get vaccinated?
Well,
so
depending on, as long as they're not in California, where they pretty much eliminated every exclusion you have, most every state has at least philosophical and medical. Some have religious as well. And so you need to determine what the state says. If you go to the National Vaccine Information Center, NVIC.org, that gives a listing for every state, what are the rules about that. But it's, for the most part, not school. You can attend school without it. My kids have been in private school, but still, you know, in certain states, they require you to do, you know, jump through a hoop. But as I said, you're in California or New York right now.
Okay, well, that sounds great. I'm going to get the book, and I hope that'll just be something. I'm a visual learner, and so listening to you is great, but if I can read it and read it again and then read it to somebody, that'll be most helpful to me, I think, too. So knowing that there are resources on your website that can help and getting the book, that sounds great to me.
Yeah, beautiful.
All right.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right, another newbie. Now, you remember Cary Grant, right, Robert?
Yeah, we're going back in time. Is he back from the dead, Cary Grant?
Juty.
Oh, of course.
Hey, Robert, thank you for being here today. You know, I'm just outside of Nashville, and I really, it was my loss. I wasn't aware you were here in Nashville. I don't know, was that an open conference?
That one was open to the public. It was over at the Gaylord Opryland. It was wonderful. Sorry you missed it. Hopefully I can get back there. But yeah, if you stay up with me, you can get emails from robertscottbell.com, and we always give you updates. And there's a tab that says upcoming events on my website, so you can find out where I'm going to be or what events we've got going on.
Well, I certainly plan to do that. Actually, it's been on my list to do for a while, and I just haven't done it, but I certainly will do that, because I just really thank you for sharing your great knowledge, not just with us today, but how you're doing it around the country and the world, and it's very enlightening, and I don't have any questions at this time, but I will follow up with your book and your website.
Oh, great. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Jinty. All right, from across the ocean, we have Chrissy and Holly. Holly is a dog. Wait, I'm not done. Holly is a dog. Take shorthand.
Well, I wish she did, because I take longhand, so it's quite hard. I'll need to try and get her trained up in it. Hi, Robert. It's really nice to have you here. I've got a couple of questions. I've got a friend who's got a father in his 80s, and unfortunately, he took the booster for COVID, and almost immediately his health just deteriorated. He got inflammation all over the body. He started getting problems with his heart, and he's in hospital. And it's been 3 weeks, and he's not any better, and he's just going downhill. I know that you mentioned about some reverse homeopathy, jab reverse homeopathy. But is there anything else that you would recommend? I mean, it's difficult because he's about 84 as well, and and also the doctors there are not admitting that it's anything to do with the jab either.
Yeah, well, a lot of the impact copper can reverse, because a lot of these things we hear, oxygenation issues and blood and coagulation issues, and it's a copper issue, if nothing else. So that would be one thing, if you can get them on the Sovereign Copper. I don't know, though, it's available in Ireland yet. But, even from a standpoint of eating things, used to be when we ate liver, like from grass-fed animals, that had a high amount of copper, dietary copper in it. It isn't as fast to be absorbed as the Sovereign Copper, but it's something. In terms of the silver, I know that the Sovereign Silver may be available overseas there, which could help. And selenium becomes a very big, big part, because selenium and copper protects the vascular system, the heart as well, where a lot of the damage to the heart is occurring. So selenium and copper both are very important there.
Lovely.
And, of course, if you can find a homeopath that has access to the, they've converted the shots or the jabs into a remedy to help reverse some of the damage too.
Oh, I see. I never knew that. That's really interesting. Thanks for that. The second question was about the 5G. You mentioned, is it QI technology or KI? KI.
QI, and pronounced key,
QI.
But it's QI. Yeah.
That's what I thought. I just thought I'd double check it. But you mentioned that there are minerals that you can also use to regenerate. Can you tell us what kind of stuff people should be taking? And I'm sure that our protocol will help a lot as well, won't it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely it will, yes. Copper is very important for regeneration, right? And silver as well. So those things are already there. As we talk about the minerals, present. Selenium is very protective, but in terms of regenerating connective tissue, another often overlooked mineral is silica or silicon. And, these things I reference in the book, Unlock the Power to Heal, as well. But homeopathy can stimulate regenerative processes too, if you take the remedies that are indicated.
And so your book is called Unlock the Power to Heal?
Correct.
And where can people get that? Is it readily available? Is it in Amazon and places like that?
Yeah, Amazon and Barnes & Noble here in the States, bn.com. And so hopefully you can get it there too.
Lovely. That's great. Thanks a million, as always. Thanks, Robert.
You're welcome.
All righty. That was Scotland, even though I call her a leprechaun. I call her a little leprechaun. She goes, Mel, leprechauns are in Ireland. I go, no, my grandfather told me, and he was Scottish, that they had leprechauns there too. So anyway, all good. Ooh. All right, Robin, you're next, but I want you to share something with Tia, who's not feeling well.
Okay.
For the first 8 or so years on the website, we never dubbed anybody an angel. And then we had the first angel, Cheryl, and then there were 3 more angels who have all gotten well and gone on. And this morning I dubbed Tia the newest angel on our website.
She is that. She is the sweetest person you'll ever meet.
Well, would you share that with us, since she's not with us right now?
I didn't
call her when you talk to her later. I mean, you guys talk every day.
Okay. What did you want me?
Question for Robert.
I don't have any questions. I'm just absorbing like always, and I always learn something new every time I listen to you. So I'm just absorbing.
Yeah.
Thank
Honey,
you for being
I just
here,
found
though.
Another carrot. I'm out here in my garden, and I thought I dug up all the carrots after the second snow. Apparently, I missed one, a beautiful carrot that's going to be so sweet, maybe two of them. Oh, yeah, I just found two carrots that
I missed.
You're
not right that area.
It's
oh,
not,
my gosh.
Guys, it's carrots, not diamonds.
Yeah. Oh, these are beauties. These are going to be so sweet. Anyway. So, yes, thank you for Mel tolerating me being in the garden. I know that's not true that you tolerate me.
No,
you appreciate it because you're in the garden.
You can't tell another gardener. I mean, to you and I, carrots, lettuce, basil, that's all money, you know, or gold or silver. You know what I mean?
No. Exactly.
Good. Hey, if you found two, then it's like the cherry tomatoes you didn't see. So they were like almost the last ones picked, but boy, are they the sweetest.
Yeah, and we also have what these things called Egyptian walking onions that I planted before the winter, and they survive right through the winter, and they deliver also, you know, some food source onions, you know, high sulfur containing food, which is great. So those have done well.
I like the, they call them scallions. I love scallions.
Mm-hmm, yep.
All right, let's keep on the show. We have some non-gardeners here. All right, let's see. Catherine of the Desert, welcome, Catherine.
Hi, Robert. It's so nice to have you again on the show.
Yeah.
I'm having a lot of problems getting healed with Morgellons, and I'm having a lot of problems with eczema. You mentioned before Sovereign Silver putting on it, but I can't tell that's helped it at all. Do you have any other recommendations?
Yeah, there are homeopathic remedies that address topical issues, right? And, you know, utilizing the copper as well, because it's all about skin and regeneration, copper, and all the, you know, skin, hair, nails, and pigment issues. So I would say try the Sovereign Copper locally as well as, you know, orally to get in your system. That could be a huge benefit. And, you know, there's the silver gel that has a little bit of more prolonged activity. But if it's not in and of itself enough, then there's something we're missing or something is still trying to get out of your body. So, you know, stay the course and strengthen your liver and your other pathways of elimination. Selenium, again, I keep coming back to that for the liver. So important. But, you know, sometimes it's just tweaking it and stay in the course a little bit longer until it all comes together for you.
For me, when she talks about her psoriasis in her case, to me that's a film from her. Because people have different ways of, you know, showing biofilm. I mean, I hear glitter, I hear metal, I hear like a gel, and then I hear psoriasis from many people. And to me, I go, no. That's your form of a biofilm. And biofilm is a wonderful thing coming out of you, because the more you bust the biofilm, the less this diseases have places to hide.
Right.
And patience has always been the hardest thing to maintain, because everybody's body is different. Everybody's circumstances is different. Everybody's health history is different. So everybody's time frame is different.
Exactly.
Thank you,
I echo
Rob.
That. You got it.
All right. Anything else, Catherine? I muted it, but I didn't mute it.
Do you recommend the copper, the rub on your eczema too on the body, or just taking it orally? I'm taking the copper orally.
Yeah, it can be of some relief when used locally too, when nothing else is helping, especially if there is evidence of fungal or parasitic activity locally. So, yeah, I would use it locally as well as orally.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right. Lisa, welcome, Lisa.
Hi, thank you for having me, Mel and Robert. This was so informative. Thanks so much. My question is, you mentioned early, right when we started, that if you've been really ill, that you should take the silver 3 to 5 times a day. And so I've only taken it twice a day, but you recommend it 3 times a day or 5 times a day, depending?
Yeah, well, 3 times a day is more of a prophylactic maintenance at times when, you know, colds and flus are making the rounds and we're vulnerable, and that keeps us stronger. Whereas if we're already in a state of chronicity, and perhaps that could be for months or years, rebuilding the immune system is a little bit of a longer haul scenario. And I have people work up to 5 teaspoons a day, and I ask that they reassess every 8 weeks if they need to stay the course or if they're at a point where they can start tapering down from that. But for a lot of folks that come here after years of, you know what you've been through, targeting 5 a day for a couple of months at least and then reassessing, and you might be more than that. I've had people on it for many, many months at that level. It's not dangerous to do so. It's just a question of whether you need it or not.
Right. Well, in the beginning, we have doing it twice a day. And if we don't see normal results, we up it one more time and see how that works. We do it slow and we take it 5 times a day.
Excellent.
Okay.
So I'm just getting over cancer. I've only been cancer-free now for 3 months, so that's why I'm asking. My immune system was pretty much crashed after 1 year of chemo and radiation.
Sure, yeah. And so it's a rebuild, no doubt. And selenium plays a huge role there in your recovery, and of course is the anti-cancer mineral and also antiviral if you're concerned about viral issues. But so go with the protocol here, and if you need to go up, you can. And like I said, I've been working this for many years, and found a common benefit to doing that and then reassessing every 8 weeks. That's kind of my cycle when I work with people is every 8 weeks reassess.
Okay. And then do you also recommend introducing, I haven't done the copper yet, but I'm on my second bottle of silver.
Yeah, no, this copper is a game changer. I'm so pleased that we have it. And, you know, it's just, we're not eating like we used to. And even if we were, the copper is number one on the list of minerals that have been depleted from the soils because of modern agricultural practices, upwards of 80% gone. So even if we're eating the things we think are copper rich, they're not as copper rich as before. So getting a tablespoon 1, 2, or 3 times a day of the sovereign copper, difference maker.
Okay, so then would you take the copper 3 times a day or just the silver 3 times a day?
Well, they have different properties. There are some that overlap, but the copper specific to the deficiency that is prevalent in so many because of the diet and lifestyle, or if we've been on zinc and vitamin C a lot, that also depletes copper. So at least a tablespoon a day. But continue.
Okay, great.
And go on a loading dose for a couple of weeks and see tremendous changes in energy. Well, all right, I'll stay the course a little longer, or I'll drop to 2 or drop to 1 at that point. I need a trowel to dig.
Okay, thank you so much. Thank you, Mel.
Lisa, we talked about this a little bit earlier, and Robert just suggests if you're going to take them both, that you take them 10 to 15 minutes apart so that your body can learn to understand the positiveness or not of the different things. If you take them exactly the same time, it's like Sherlock Holmes would say, how do you know which is the one that worked the best?
Learning process.
Right. I use the Sherlock Holmes theory because I'm always going backwards. All right, backwards Mel now moves on. Oh, man, welcome Kip and Doty.
Hi there. This is Doty
and
here.
Hey, did Kip get burns from the last explosion?
From what?
From our last explosion.
Oh, no, I think he's doing well.
Oh, good, okay.
thank you, Scott, for being here. Robert Scott Bell.
Welcome.
Excuse me.
I
have a couple questions for you. I heard you talk about a coffee enema. Can you explain what that is?
Well, it's made most famous by Charlotte Gerson and the Gerson therapy in terms of cancer recovery, but it was also recommended by my dearly departed friend, Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez, one of the smartest medical doctors I've ever met in my life. And the recommendation is, for rapid detoxification, especially like when we talk about cancer, let's say you're going on an aggressive chemo, or let's say you're going on a holistic protocol that also results in the death of cancer cells massively. Now you have a massive toxic debris field that your body has to clear. And so the coffee enema is a technique using obviously organic coffee and clean water and bringing it to room temperature after brewing. But it allows for a direct hepatic pathway from the colon to the liver, and it stimulates the liver to produce glutathione, as well as it bile is dumped immediately out back into the colon. So you have a rapid reduction of toxic burden in the body when a crisis is very clear. Now, just to say, it's not only about cancer recovery and severe issues like that. I mean, if you have a headache or a migraine, you do a coffee enema, it's liver congestion. It clears it up almost immediately. So these are the things that, as far as tools that some doctors know, but so certainly holistic inclination, you learn about this pathway, it becomes quite an extraordinary accelerator of recovery for many people.
Okay, because I definitely have one of those sluggish symptoms, and there have been a time or two where I felt like, man, am I going to have to go just bound up so bad?
Yeah.
So that is something that I could probably do then in those certain cases?
Yeah, absolutely. And you can look up the Gerson method. I mean, it's all over coffee enemas. You can do searches on it. It's not that difficult to do. But it's intimidating to some people, I understand. But when needed and you apply it right, boy, it's a miracle, and it's up in and of itself to accelerate people's recovery.
Okay. All righty. Sounds good. And then I have one more question on the aloe vera and the colloidal silver. What is the ratio on that you would take?
Well, it's at least a 1-to-1 ratio. So if you do an ounce of silver, do an ounce of aloe. But you can do more aloe because it's a carrier agent. So if you want to do more aloe with the ounce of silver, that's fine too. But at least a 1-to-1 ratio.
Okay. All right. That sounds good. Believe me, I tuned in late because I have 4 grandkids here this morning, but I definitely will try and listen to the full recording because you're just a wealth of information, and I really appreciate that you're here.
Happy to help out.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Dodie.
You bet.
All right. You tell your husband I got a bank job for us.
Okay. I'll tell him.
Thank you. All right. Cassandra, is that you?
Yes, it's me.
All right. Do you have any questions for Robert?
No, not right now. Pretty much everyone has asked the questions I had.
Okay.
So I'll probably just replay everything back later.
Okay. Stick around when the call's over, please.
Okay.
Hey, Ward, I see you're back. Do you have any questions for Robert? Guess not. He must just be listening. No problem. All right. Bonnie, is that you, Bonnie?
He's called me. Yes, hello. Can you hear me okay?
Yes. We can hear you okay.
Robert, thank you so much. I'll send you this. Yeah, thank you so much for getting me in touch with this group. I'm so grateful, and I think they saved my dog's life. So thank you so much. Okay, so my questions are, with regard to 5G, I'll be returning to the office, and there's a new 5G tower out. I was wondering if glass poses any kind of effective screen against the emanations or... Not really.
Did you say glass?
Yeah, I'm in a building, so I have a glass window, or I sit right next to a window, which is nice,
yeah.
But I look right out. Well, it's a distance away. I'm not too good at estimating distance, but...
Right.
Yeah, I'm just wondering
if
glass...
Yeah, if your business is not willing to get a key max, which would cover the entire office building... then you might want to get the key shield that you can travel and take to your office and sit with it, because glass is not really an obstacle. I imagine there may be technologies or let's say additions to glass that might provide some kind of screening. You know, we talk about silver foil even being a legitimate blocker, but I don't know that they're going to spring for windows that are coated in silver. So.
No, they're very. I'm sorry, they won't believe it. I mean, I can't even approach the topic. I think so.
Right.
Okay. Is it very obtrusive? Like if I sit in a cubicle, can I put it up against a wall and
It's actually a beautiful piece. People will look at it and go, wow, that's really gorgeous. So just a little cylinder that you put up and wrapped in copper. It looks beautiful. I like it. People love it.
They can see it on the website when they click on the link.
Yep, that's right.
And I'm sorry, I'm in line. I couldn't hear very well the website. Is it under your name, Robert Scott Bell?
RobertScottBell.com. Yeah, and on the right-hand side of the page, if you're on your computer, as you scroll down, you'll see banners. And there's one for the EMF technology, the key technology. That'll get you there.
That's great. Okay, thank you. Okay, and the other thing, I think you've touched on this, but what is the difference in, the mechanism of action between copper and silver? Because I have a ton of copper now stored up. I was afraid the price of silver was going to go up, the supply chain was going to get cut, and so my dog and I are dependent on it. So I bought a ton. So I'm wondering, like, at what point do I need copper, add copper, or just silver okay?
Well, if you're talking about its properties, there are similarities between copper and silver when it comes to broad-spectrum antimicrobial activity. Silver is more potent in terms of an antibacterial and even an antiviral, but when it comes to fungal, copper is as good or better sometimes than silver. And when it comes to parasites, copper is more profoundly direct in dealing with parasites.
Okay, I think that's key then. Okay.
Yeah, you just made her day, Robert. She's more interested in saving her dog than herself.
Yeah, I understand the love of animals.
She has the dog. Let me finish, honey. She has the dog already taking silver and showing progress, Robert, in a couple
very
of
good.
Very good. Thank you so much.
I think, should she add the copper?
Copper.
You know, I don't know.
Sounds like it, yes.
Yeah, because I think the pathogen is actually parasitic.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There's a big parasitic component. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you so much. I could probably take up a whole hour, so I'll just leave it at that. Thank you very much.
Okay, you're welcome.
Well, if you want more of his time, just go to his show.
That's on your website, right? The times and location.
Everything is on his website, on robertscott.com.
There's a listen link. You'll see a tab up top for listen.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right, I think we've gone around the room once, and we are getting a little bit long on time, but we've got some more time here. So, is there anybody else have a question for Robert? Now, Robert, I could have bet $100 and laid 5-1 that I knew who would get their hand up first.
Okay.
So now, does that give you a hint who's got the first question?
Well, how do you call this the first question? We've been answering questions for an hour. So
the first question where they jumped in because they had more questions.
I don't know. Was it Karen? Was it John? I don't know. Who could it be? I'm in the garden.
No. You're going to know now. It's Donald.
Oh, Donald. Yeah, of course.
See? I knew you knew.
Yeah.
And Donald.
Okay, the question goes like this. I want to talk about ferritin, F-E-R-R-I-T-I-N. Why would ferritin levels go up when a person gets sick with either the COVID or, something else that would... Why would the ferritin levels go up?
Because the copper is depleted, and suddenly now you have this free-floating form of iron, and it creates additional oxidative stress, and it's not fully functional in the absence of copper. So I think the primary reason I see is the depletion of copper in such circumstances leading to elevated ferritin levels.
Oh, wow. Okay. Great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Can I ask another quick one? Would you mind?
Well, only if you do this, if you explain it to us in English.
Okay. I'll try. This is kind of a tricky question. In regards to irritable bowel syndrome, I notice that I have when I take a bowel movement and I look in the bowl at the stools, I notice bubbles coming out of them. What's going on there? And that's been like that for years since I've got this disease. Lyme.
I don't know unless, in terms of gaseous production within the bowel that it's somehow contained in the stool, you know, bubbles of air or other things. I mean, it's normal to produce, you know, sulfur, you know, type compounds and gases, including hydrogen, hydrogen sulfide. That's, you know, the stinky smell from rotten eggs. And, you know, hydrogen is produced in the gut. So if it's, you know, tacked into the bowel somehow as bubbles, that's not something I've encountered, but there's a rational possibility that the normal production of gases is embedded in, you know, the bowel material, so to speak.
All right. Yeah, I got a good one. I unmuted everyone because they're going to laugh. I know why, Donald.
Okay. Oh, beautiful. Let's hear it. Because I'm not the only one that has this. Other people in this group have this as well.
But being from Boston, you're eating too many baked beans.
Okay. you know, I was wondering, you know, I don't seem to have any gas. So that's another hint, so you can figure it out, Mr. Bell or Mel. I don't have any real gas.
Yeah, I don't know. If there are gases embedded in the actual stool, I don't know that there's a concern or consideration there personally. But
me neither, buddy.
Okay, thank you.
All righty. Anybody else? All right, Robert. What would you like to say to the group in conclusion?
Come on over. Help me dig some more holes.
Well, all right, my friend. All I can say is thank you, thank you, thank you. It is always an honor and a privilege. And so, the more you learn, the better it is in your restoration. So we're glad that everybody joined us. And on the count of three, let's all say thank you, Robert. One, two, three. Thank you, Robert.
Thank you, Robert. Thank you, Robert.
All right, thank you, guys. Take care, Mel. See you next time.
All right, have a great day, buddy. Thank you so much.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye
now. All right, everybody. We're back next week. And I believe we're going to do a BYOQ because we've been running guests three straight weeks. But then the following week, sometime in April, we're going to have a call with the original treasurer and the original secretary of He Cures All Foundation, Diana and Aunt Laura. And then also in April, we're going to have two guys that have been here less than 6 months that for some reason have progressed beyond all expectations, and we're going to ask them to explain to all of you why. And the fact that it's two men, it's pretty incredible because they both came up within a day or two of each other. They have one thing in common, quite obvious. They both have a great love of life. So you're going to be with us the next few weeks. Don't forget tomorrow, best 2 hours in the week. We have prayer, and then we have fellowship where you can all ask each other questions. Then we have jokes and stories from around the world. So everybody have a great afternoon, and we'll look forward to seeing all of you tomorrow. Bye-bye, everyone. God bless.
All right. Thanks,
bye,
Mel.
Bye, everyone.